Second Lieutenant Mohammed Al-Shamrani killed 3 U.S. servicemen and wounded 11 others before he was shot to death by Escambia County deputies last December 6th. In a news conference on Monday, Attorney General Bill Barr said the key to why was accessing information from the student's cell phone.
It was clear at the time that the phones were likely to contain very important information. Indeed, Al-Shamrani attempted to destroy both of the phones, even going so far as to disengage from the gunfight long enough to fire a bullet into one of the phones.
After FBI technicians pulled the data from the shattered device, they showed the gunman's approach and planning were meticulous, and that he had been on that path since before arriving in the United States, having been radicalized overseas since at least 2015.
Indeed, the information from the phones has already proved invaluable in protecting the American people. A counterterrorism operation targeting AQAP operative Abdullah al-Maliki, one of al-Shamrani's overseas associates, was recently conducted in Yemen.
Apple's refusal to unlock the phones, even with a court order to do so, drew criticism from the Attorney General, who said the technician spent 4 months unlocking the data on al-Shamrani's device.
In cases like this, where the user is a terrorist, or in other cases where the user is a violent criminal, a human trafficker, a child predator, Apple's decision has dangerous consequences for the public safety and the national security.
We now have a picture of him we didn't have before we obtained this evidence, before we could confirm that his connection to AQAP was real.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says after conducting more than 500 interviews after the shooting without the phone data, they're now using that evidence to continue the investigation with more insight into al-Shamrani's mind, intentions, tactics, and his relationship with AQAP. But he adds obstacles remain.
And now, months after the attack, anyone he spoke to here or abroad has had months to concoct and compare stories with co-conspirators, destroy evidence, and disappear. As a result, there's a lot we can't do at this point that we could have done months ago.
In his remarks, Attorney General Bill Barr lauded the agencies that responded to the attack at the state, federal, and local levels.
And I especially want to recognize the brave Naval Security Forces personnel and deputies from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office who responded to that initial call for help.
Among the wounded were an NAS police officer and 2 deputies from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
Our 2 officers, one has returned to full duty, and we have one that's going to have a lot of follow-on rehabilitation. He sustained a wound to the knee, but we expect him to be returned to full duty, too.
Sheriff David Morgan adds that the response and coordination among local, state, and federal authorities on that day was textbook.
It was like running a checklist on how to do a response to one of these situations, from the response at the Navy base to the call to us to the termination of the terrorist shooter. There were some hiccups on information sharing initially, but there was not one time that I ever heard anyone complain that they weren't being recognized.
The events of December 6, 2019, aboard NAS Pensacola, Morgan believes, will find their way into law enforcement training programs at all levels.
Well, I can guarantee you that training is just something that you do constantly in our active shooter program. There will probably be closer ties with the Navy base and more joint training, I would suspect, with our federal partners, meaning in this case the military. So that's a good thing.
In a written statement, Apple rebuffed the Fed's claims that they failed to cooperate in the Pensacola investigation. The company said, quote, "Our responses to their many requests since the attack have been timely, thorough, and are ongoing." Still quoting, "From December 7th through the 14th, we received 6 additional legal requests and in response provided information including iCloud backups, account information, and transactional data for multiple accounts." End of quote. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.